if you are attending an education event, a conference, your local RIA group, a landlord association meeting, or something like that, only then can you, along with your fellow landlords, call each other a landlord.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, fellow investors. Mike Butler here, and welcome to another episode of Throwback Thursdays. And this one, the topic's going to be never, ever, ever call yourself a landlord. Here's why. When you hear the word landlord in our society, what do you think of? Is it a good word or a bad word? It's a bad word, okay? Landlords, they have deep pockets. They're rich. They're fat. They smoke cigars. They got money busting out the seams. Their bank accounts have got a bottomless pit of cash. You might see the landlady who has the orange juice hair curlers in her hair with a cigarette hanging out her mouth. So landlords are rich, slumlords, deep pockets, bottomless pit of cash, greedy, tightwads. There's nothing good about the word landlord. Now, we have to use that word legally in all of our documents for your landlord-tenant laws, okay? But outside of that, no. Never, ever call yourself a landlord. So what should you call yourself? Well, I used to say in the first book that I wrote, my second edition book, I used to say, well, call yourself the property manager. And the reason I say call yourself the property manager, because you work for the owner. And what this does, it puts a fence, a buffer between you and the tenant, between you and attorneys, between you and inspectors. Now, I've taken that one step further. I don't even want you to call yourself the property manager anymore. From this point forward, you're going to call yourself, I work for the property manager. Now, how much authority does that person have? The person who works for the property manager. They don't have any authority. So I found myself, when I got started, I was real proud to call myself a landlord. Oh my gosh, sounds like medieval thing, like I'm a king or something. I got my little kingdom or fiefdom or whatever it is, and I was so proud. Growing up in that neighborhood, now I'm a landlord. Yes, I'm successful. I've achieved something very special in my lifetime. And don't do that. And so what happens if you call yourself the owner, if you call yourself the landlord, well, if you're dealing with your tenants one-on-one, whether through the phone, emails, or even in person, they're going to have all kinds of sob stories. Okay, you'll find out that they have 23 different grandmothers. And then every other month or so, another one dies. Then they got to go to the funeral, travel out of town. It's going to cause the rent to be late and all this and that. Then they want to cry on your shoulder and say, can you waive my late charges? Blah, 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 blah. And you got a big heart. You got a big heart. I got a big heart. And so we would say yes, just for that one month. But they try to use, once you open that can of worms, they're going to use it on you over and over and over. Well, sometimes they ask for weird stuff. Well, can I have new carpet? Can I have a new microwave? My ceiling fan. I wish I had a brown one instead of a white one. So you can get emotionally involved. And I don't want you to make any rash decisions, spur of the moment, knee-jerk reaction that you might regret later. So watch this. Check this out. So if you identify yourself as the person who works for the property manager, what kind of authority do you have? Zero. None. Does a person who works for the property manager, can they waive a late charge? No. I'm going to tell you something else that really helped me out. Years ago, around 1990, 91, I started participating in the Section 8 program. And there were a couple of Section 8 inspectors who hated the big real estate, owners, who had a lot or a good number of Section 8 rental properties. And these inspectors hated them, hated us. And they felt like they were making us millionaires. So one time, my maintenance supervisor, he had to attend a function at school or take his kid to the doctor or something. And so I had a Section 8 initial inspection, a move-in inspection scheduled with a Section 8 inspector, let's say at 10 a.m. And so I get my old black pickup truck and I'm going to go down there and meet the inspector. And sure enough, it's a little weasel inspector that hates or the landlord. And so I said, I changed my voice and I had fun with this. And he says, I'm here for the Section 8 inspection. I said, okay, that's why they sent me down here. And he says, well, who are you? I said, well, I work for the property manager and they sent me down here to meet you. And I was supposed to do something, but I can't really remember right now. So anyway, this fellow's name was Robert Metz, and he's retired from there now. And so he walks through the house, and he comes up. If he were to stand next to me, I could put my arm straight out, and he could fit under it. And so anyway, he walks through the house, and then he comes back, and he says, hey, big guy. He says, I'm sorry, but it failed. You're missing a smoke detector in the basement. And I just let out a ball. Oh, no, that's why they sent me downhill for. I'm going to get fouled. They're going to foul me. Oh, I started crying, almost real tears. And he started patting me on the back and said, hey, big guy, no, I don't want you to lose your job. And he says, you got a smoke alarm with you? I said, yeah, that's why. And of course, I'm talking like I was just a second ago. I said, yeah, I got supposed to put that smoke alarm in there before you got here. And I pulled up, you were already there. You made me nervous. I forgot what I was supposed to do. So what does he do? He goes over to his truck, gets a little stepladder. He says, I'll put that up for you, big guy. He takes a smoke alarm. He goes down in the basement. He installs the smoke alarm for me and passes the house. Now, listen to this. I guarantee you, if I'd have told him that I'm Mike Butler and I'm the owner, I'm the landlord, you know what he'd have done? He'd have found more stuff to fail it on because that's what made him happy. So that's just one little example of how you can have fun with this stuff. And also, well, we'll get into that on another session. I just don't have time to get into it here. So rule number one here, never, ever call yourself a landlord. There's only one time that you can call yourself a landlord that is acceptable. And that is if you are attending an education event, a conference, your local RIA group, a landlord association meeting, or something like that. Only then can you, along with your fellow landlords, call each other a landlord. But once you walk out of that room, you go into the public, no. From that point forward, you are work for the property manager. You have zero authority to do anything. So if one of the tenants, Tommy Tenant, wants to crown your shoulder, or Sally Tenant wants to crown your shoulder and wants you to waive a late fee or this and that, No, I can't do that. I don't have the authority to do that. I got to check with the property manager, who then has to check with the owner. Now, you can wear all three hats, but I tell you what, if somebody wants to have a late charge waived or daily late charges waived, or they want new carpet in the living room and this and that, instead of doing a mental knee-jerk reaction that you would regret later, well, tomorrow morning, why don't you have a meeting with the owner, the property manager, and that person that works for the property manager? You can have all three of them together taking a shower tomorrow morning. And then you can chew on, okay, well, let's see. A, I could do this. B, I could do that. C, I could do that. Which one's the best one? Or even better yet, call another buddy. Here's a situation I got. I'm thinking about doing that. You think, not that it's the right thing to do something legal, okay? But does that create a win-win-win situation? Because we want tenant retention, okay? We want to make the tenant feel valued so they stay forever. We want to maximize our profit and income. So never call yourself a landlord. From this point forward, you call yourself, I work for the property manager. You got one last question here. But Mike, they already know me as a landlord. Okay, that's fine. Just tell them you hired a property management company. And then you're going to be helping them out until they get their feet wet or something like that. But defer all questions, all calls to the website so it can go to the office. And you're just helping them out. So you're working for the property manager anymore, and you've got to take all that stuff up with the property manager. So there you go. That's it on this one. See you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.